microphone master. The most innovative, understated, but others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays right in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
Just hooping for a Juco. Okay. I'm on the baseline. The
United Center just got a new flow.
And I'm sitting so close, they fuck around and let your dude coach.
I stay on that bully boy.
Homie Tony Kukoc in the clutch. And time's money, so it really ain't no rush for me. All these bitches up in here, and you ain't got your brush, dummy. All these bitches in my ear, man, tell them girls to hush for me. Oh no, man, he got that bad.
Got
that I was SL5 when you called that cab. Cause I just wanna bite my swag. And I ain't worried about them flaws. Hope you caught that jab. I don't give a shit, nigga. I don't really care about your emotions. Click on click, nigga. Champagne glasses keep on toast. Look what you made me do. Old biting ass niggas dig a grave you threw.
In the drop top, hot ride, cruising heavily, weaving the proud cloud, roundhouse, Frankie Beverly, bass kicking, harder than these other suckers, rock kicking, pump, bitches jealous than the motherfucker.
Look what you made me do. If I was you, I'd hate me too. Look what you made me do. If I was you, I'd hate me too.
Meet your brand new idols. Me and Sir Michael of the Rock. Sir Charles chopping blaze up the block. Bathrobe in a gold eagle rolling. Throw a rug on me. Supreme clientele rolling. Big dough homie. What it is, it's green and it's lovely and it's fluffy, loud and sticky, and I think I need to hug it. Run up to the mall, still shopping for the Nauticas. The Big Boat Originals. Niggas being all of us. Crazy heel figure, Tommy Bob. Boxes in the closet of the spot. At the round table, change the name to Camelot. Now you get it, grit on it, cut it, split it. Get the checks distributed it. Bitch, I'm liquid. Fiji water, put the blunt guts in. No offense, I'm the only one in here rolling switches. And bitches go around, mountains, rivers. You be acting funny, dog. Don't pass this nigga nothing. $20 on me, full run to the store. Nantucket's got some papers, jawbreakers for the molars. Dog shit in the yards, bird shit on your shoulders. And don't act like you ain't never heard of us before. Yeah, the cool kids, the cool kids, you know. The livest, most polished rap show on the road.
We in the drop top, hot ride, cruising heavily, weaving the proud cloud, roundhouse, Frankie Beverly, bass kicking, harder than these other suckers, rock kicking, punk bitches, jealous than the motherfucker.
Look what you made me do. If I was you, I'd hate me too. Look what you made me do. If I was you, I'd hate me too.
Yeah. You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and we got the whole crew with us. Blaze Rock is going to join us in just a second, but we got Star Saxon and we got Rich Nix. What's going on, fellas?
Yo,
what's up,
yo,
man?
What's up, fellas?
Chilling, man.
Trying to keep cool at this fucking 107 degree weather, bro. Trying to hang tight, man. Hot as hell over here. Yeah, man. It's summer. It's kicking my ass right now.
Yeah, hey, I know Star Saxon is limited with us this week, so I wanted to get your opinion. I don't know if you had a chance, Rich Nix. I know I just sent that just a few moments ago, but Star Saxon, there was a link that you sent me today, and I watched it and I listened to it, and it's about how America is no longer the land of opportunity. It's the land of what did it say? It's the land of as I'm looking at it, it just essentially that it's no longer the land of opportunity for various reasons, because the people at the top continue to be at the top and make even more than they did before. The people at the bottom are making less, and those people in the middle, they're not. There, that trickle down economics that we heard about so much during the Reagan era didn't trickle down to those to be able to have people earn more. One of the things in the video it talked about, the gentleman, he was a former Pulitzer Prize winner. He mentioned with a lot of the deregulation that was a cause of this, and then some of the things in terms of just not really focusing on our education system and whatnot. But I wanted to get your thoughts on that, Star Saxon.
Man, for y'all out there that don't know, I use CNN Money as my homepage. So every day I get to work, click on the computer, and it's basically saying, let's see what type of bullshit the world got for me in store today regarding finances. And this little video popped up. It's about 2.5 minutes, and like, I'll put that shit up on my Twitter for the followers out there. And in short, my man basically is saying that if you're born to money, or you come to be in the top 1%, of America, you know, you're talking about these 1%ers.
Yeah.
America is probably the best place for you to live. However, most people are not in the 1%. I mean, obviously, by definition, you're in the 99% after that. So he basically said, if you're not a 1%er, you need to be looking at other countries that are more palatable to the American middle class traditional experience. So he basically pulled out like Scandinavia as an option. But the part that was a trip was the way he was pitching the whole issue. He basically kind of said, if you had a choice and you know you're going to be living middle class in America, and you know this, but you had every nation in the world to choose where you wanted to be middle class, the United States of America would probably be at the bottom, if not at the very end of that list, based off of tons of policies that have been put in place, like you just said before, roughly around, you know, Reaganomics, trickle-down economics, which deregulated and essentially created the means by which a select few could maintain profits and continue to just basically get over on everybody else working their ass off.
He also mentioned unionization, the lack of proliferation of unions these days makes the organizations much more powerful and makes the worker less powerful as well.
Yeah, man, I tell my wife, if you ain't in tech, you ain't a doctor or lawyer, you better be working for a union and your ass is fucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I'm just like, you know, the onus is on you. Like, if you could pick a different country to live in where your money's going to go farther, your quality of life's going to be better, healthcare is going to be better, there's going to be less violence, all these other little checkpoints for being, you know, middle class America, whatever that means. America's at the bottom of the list of places you would actually benefit most from. I wouldn't say it's shocking. It was just a trip to see my man put it in a little video to start my work week off.
Yeah, what was interesting to me, my wife works in the healthcare industry, as you guys know, and she said that for the people in her industry, if that group would unionize, they would have much more, they would have a much larger, louder voice, whereas now they don't, and so they'll complain when changes come, but they don't band together, and so no change, the correct change is never brought about.
And you can have a union, and your union can still be weak, you know. So it's an issue I face too with the job. You know, we had a pay cut, 9% pay cut, and our union is so weak and unorganized that no matter the argument they brought up or whatever they try to do, and it still didn't work. I mean, so it just it takes a number of things, you know. I'm like Dame Dash, though, man. You got to be entrepreneur, man, I guess. It's the only way to really, you know, and that's something they don't really teach in our school systems as well, too. Like, that's a big failure on, I believe, the school system's part. As, you know, I believe that people could do what they want to do, but they probably just don't know where to go get that education, you know. You know, school teaches you certain methods and do this, you know, you get to study this way, you study this. A bunch of stuff that, you know, the average kid doesn't care about, you know. I think if there's more options available for youth to get, you know, to learn and things that they really want to do, you know, because the only person's going to be successful at something they're really passionate about, something they're driven to do, that you don't have to tell them to study for it, you know. So I think if we just had more maybe like trade type of things, like, you know, something that in the schools where if you want to do this, you can take a class and learn that, you know, and just learn that and go off and become that, you know, one day. But I don't know. It's just, I don't know. That's just my little take on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think these are topics, I think more along these lines, a lot more topics like that to really delve in. Maybe we can even try to get some experts in the field to try to come on Microphone Masters and chop it up with us. But we're going to get into a couple joints real quick, and I appreciate a lot of the joints this week. Star Saxon, he laced us with them. So starting off with Danger Doom and Rich Nix, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it. Take a listen to this. I like it. I know Star Saxon loves this one too. But Danger Doom is called Mincemeat. We got Ghostface Killah featuring Sean Price, Laced Chiba. We got Camp Low, Cold Retarded. I like that one too. Then we got Concrete Rose. It's called Welcome to the West Coast. So we got Danger Doom. We got Ghostface Killah. We got Sean Price, Camp Low, Concrete Rose. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. We're going to come back with something a little bit different. J-Love wanted to do a little something different for this episode. So Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com.
The villain ain't rhyming off bread alone. Let him get some cognac, a mic, and a headphone. Smoke and mirrors, caught her in the mix. Couldn't read the shorthand for mortars and bricks. If any negative thought linger, he let it vent. Wrote this one with his middle finger in wet cement. Did it on the sly, before he's gone bye-bye. Spit it on the fly. Brush your teeth, rinse, and gargle. A true nerd who messed with new words since Boggle. And use slang and scrabble, rhyme with a northern drawl, twang and babble. Flossy pen jargon, break the world record. Do a four-steam bargain and take the girl naked. More spots than a leopard, then he had to stop, the block was hot peppered. Shepherd, leading the sheeps out to slaughter. Kept it, sold, and repped it every time he saw ya. Trying to douse a pinch of weed in a frat street house. I'll make mincemeat out of that beat, mouse. Welcome to the show. Remember, whatever you do, do not boo the flow. School the dumb on the number one rule of thumb. What a fool, still you never met a cooler bum. Give the drummer some rum, I'm sure he could use a shot. Just to get his cues hot, so he don't lose his spot. A stranger who speaks to you vocal. Danger made the beat, get a freak to do the bogle. No bull, everything they wanted they grabbed and took. Whole lab looked like an ill left jab and hook. Even had a secretary to take the calls. Shake it and make it fall, I told her don't break my balls. Wherever mouse go, trouble follows. The bounty on his throw was mills and double dollars. Bills, pills, muddle flows that befuddle scholars. Thick buffalo girl with the bubble hollers. She rocked leather and gold, a fat blouse, and need a brother with soul to let her cat out. Even if the rat couldn't compete with Krause, I'll make mincemeat out of that beat, mouse. Tap your toe, rhyme and strap for dough. Rap for show to let the whippersnappers know. Sucks to be them, now pass that loop. Up under the tux, he wore a hazmat suit. Sounded like Froggy, sipped the groggiest of potions. Be up in the party with the foggiest of notions. On the list of lobbyists for Save the Oceans. Gave his donation to the lady with the lotions. Swole hand itching, the old man bitching. Switching with the fan with the gold band twitching. Spitting like a bionic sneeze that frees vodka. Just to clear the air like the ionic breeze, Quadra. Slick enough to outsly a fox for a chicken pot pie. Thinking outside the box. Love to taste her goody, but got no time to be wasting chasing putty. Alpha Daffy Duck Bucks, Porky Pig Paper, Bugs Bunny Money, a Sylvester Cat Caper. Off of that tape of rap country or deep house, I'll make mincemeat out of that beat, mouse.
Your kung fu is good, your magic is good. That is why he waited. So all my power would dwindle. My power has diminished. Then he came to kill me.
Yes, but I know your kung fu is still very good. If you practice again, no one could possibly be your match.
Oh, the 18 weapon.
Yeah, this, I try. travel across seas on glaciers. Four showguns and got fucked by geishas. Still gracious, still able to twist out dodge. Just grew tougher skin for swimming with them shards. Broken ankle, fucking with the wallaby claw. Got them bitches still screaming my name. I'm a bone crusher, I just split your face like a Dutch master. No more mixes, polar bears from Alaska. With shark skin, Air Maxes and igloos of ice. Rocks clumped up like overcooked rice. I'm nice, you the reason why the game went soft. Playing niggas, I come through and season your broth. Like Mr. Dash, I blast, I'm a menace like Dennis. Young Coles, and I'm back from a 6-month sentence. Rehabilitated, back in the yard, flying heads with barbed wire. Stay tying niggas to beds.
Everybody get laid, all these bitches dirty. Everybody got AIDS, everybody get played. Everybody get sprayed, everybody do what I say. Everybody my maids. P, crack selling black felon. Gat clap, rat tat tat tap, tap melons. Sun thugs, one gun, one slug. Shot caller, like yo, let me speak to young mugs. Listen, it's Mandela, Paul. I grab rack MCs, I smack them hella hard. I kill niggas with the birdie blick banger. My Wu-Tang niggas call me the 36 chamber. Lyrical, miracle, spiritual rap dudes. Get smacked off the skateboard for not paying rap dues. P, call me the gatekeeper. Break heaters off your face, smoking lace cheaper.
He's mad. Listen to me. You've lost your concentration. The magic is gone. That's why it doesn't work. You better use your real kung fu.
Yeah, and yo, she want a thug, not the lawyer type. A golden boy to promote a right. Sorta like an ill De La Hoya fight. I'm eating good, enjoying life. Flawless ice, quick to bag a baller's wife. With no strings attached, call it smite. Call it white, S550 with the raw pipe. Peeling up like snakeskin, watch the cobra bite. Overnight success story, go and check for me. You rap poorly, that's why it cassettes corny. Your money too short for long convo. You in the game hurting, trying to play with Jean Rondo. Millionaire swag, beat your boys ensemble. Jews, heavy Prince Hakeem, coming to America, etc. Whoever sent the kite, kill a messenger. Because I think like the man behind the register. Quick to pull a toaster out, Starks choke him out. We over here counting bread, what y'all loaf about?
Yo, what's up? This is KT from the Mighty Liquid Crew, and you're chilling on the Microphone Masters on Dubs CNN, y'all. Chill.
Woke up, counting roaches on the wall. Keep it from the 183rd, so fuck y'all.
Woke up, saw my nigga Chiba call. Hit him back, we gotta get ready and then be gone.
What up, God? Keep him at the seminar. Drink every cup on the wall and get retarded. So retarded. Co-retarded. Hey captain, I'm holding Randa for ransom. Bowling ball pins hanging off my enchanted pendant. Puff a lava lamp and I'm lamping across the Atlantic. They live in Atlantis. A mermaid, if she curvy, I might play. Ring around a Roscoe, then put a ring around apostles. I mean imposters. Pistol whip, let him feel the glory. Denzel Washington.
Look at my wheels, then go berserk. Got a bunch of gold medallions on a red silk shirt. 360 waves and a samurai Suzuki. Butter on a popcorn, Uzi's inside the movie. We run BX all day. Rolling them dice in the pissy hallway. Roaches on the wall, rats on the fire escape. But we still gonna yell and ace deuce trade.
Woke up, counting roaches on the wall. Cheaper from the 183rd, so fuck y'all.
Woke up, saw my nigga Chiba call. Hit him back, we gotta get ready and then be gone.
What up, God? Keep him at the seminar. Drink every cup on the wall and get retarded. So retarded. Co-retarded. A robot transformer, a micronaut. My mic sound panoramic off the Panama. Nothing particular, it might piss you off. But what you gon' do? Be a goner? The P-Long, Richard Gong show. Just dust off the bong, sativa is semi-auto. You see she semi-automatic when she see the auto. Once you get up to the attic, she an addict also.
Me in Santa Fe, sipping Santa Marina. Kissing Santa Monica, boogie monster your speaker. Cheaper from the 183rd, so fuck y'all. Sweater from the 197, lick the balls. Stolen Porsche, she on horse. We earn gloss, Grand Concourse. Fuck a C-Surface boss. We marked it,
Don't start it, cold retarded.
Woke up, counting roaches on the wall. Cheaper from the 183rd, so fuck y'all.
Woke up, saw my nigga Cheaper call. Hit him back, we gotta get ready and then be gone.
What up, God? Keep him at the seminar. Drink every cup on the wall and get retarded. So retarded. Cold retarded.
We ain't down south, we ain't east coast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They forgot where this game really started at. You know what I mean?
Welcome to the West Coast. West Coast, California, dubs up in the air. Tell me I ain't ripping right, tell you I don't really care. Holler when you see me, yeah. Yeah, I be that good dude. Catch me living in the bay, like my nigga D-Lou. I be on some military spitters, you already know. Fresno Cali boy, independent Captain Breakaho. I keep forgetting that they call you Captain Saberho. Cut from a different cloth? Why? Let me let you know. Gotta be the shoes, man. Nah, I'ma keep it real. Cali sunshine mixed in with the purple hill. Go ahead, broadcast the rumors all across the nation. You must be the jealous type. But we call it different hating. Ride with the best of. Gang of bitches everywhere. All in Madtown. Fucking with my nigga Millionaire. I'm down in Ventura. Fucking with the Big Bear. Showtime already. Everybody already there.
The West Coast, where I wanna be.
The Western
world. You don't know me. What you wanna see.
Welcome to the West Coast.
The West Coast, where I wanna be.
The Western world.
You don't know me. What you wanna see. West Coast, where I wanna be, wanna be, wanna be. It's the West Coast.
Young bitches with expensive taste, sipping on the finest wine. Yeah, them expensive grapes. Crenshaw the foothill. Yeah, niggas all the same. Throw my dubs up for the coast like Drain Gang. Catch me on the blade, fucking with my young pimp homie. With mafia ties, with a dream like Pretty Tony. Call me Valley King. Yeah, hater, that's where I dwell. 20 something years in the bay. Can't you tell? Walk with a limp, talk like a pimp. All in Red Lobster, eating on the finest scrimp. Down south, baby. She be with me everywhere. She driving down Melrose, looking for some underwear. Gotta be a cowboy. Boy, living in this wild west. Hear them shots, nigga? They no longer aiming for the chest. I just sit back, watch the whole game unfold. Youngsters going crazy out here, man, it's so cold.
It's the West Coast, where I wanna be.
The Western world.
You don't know me, what you wanna see.
Welcome to the West Coast.
It's the West Coast, where I wanna be.
The Western world.
You don't know me, what you wanna see.
Welcome to the West Coast.
It's the West Coast, West Coast, West Coast. Where I wanna be, wanna be, wanna be. It's the West Coast.
Niggas go have some words for you. Young and trigger happy. Have your brains on the curve for you. I didn't make the rules, but these young cats never learn. Watch a couple flicks, now they thinking that they big worm. LA, they lace their chubs, ay. They tear the club up. Hyphy little nigga shaking dreads and getting fucked up. Frisco, California, farthest west that you ever get. Also got some of the hardest turfs. One of the best streets, I don't ever see you. But you a never leaver. Come to the West Coast tripping. I'm a Niner and a Raider. I'm a Warrior and a Laker. Bay to the Valley, you a buster and a hater. We make moves for the paper. Act the fool for the paper. It's not how much you get, it's what you do with the paper. I just know one thing, the West, I will never leave. Haven't I shown you how the West is a little more than palm trees?
It's the West Coast, where I wanna be.
The Western way.
You don't know me, what you wanna see.
Welcome to the West Coast.
It's the West Coast, where I wanna be.
The Western way.
You don't know me, what you wanna see.
Welcome to the West Coast.
The West Coast, West Coast, West Coast. Where I wanna be, wanna be, wanna be. It's the West Coast.
You are listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love. We are back in the and the little voice you heard trying to talk over me was Rich Mix, and Rich Mix is a gentleman who likes to talk about himself. We're going to make him talk about himself a little bit because we're doing something a little bit different on this episode of Microphone Masters. We're going to be kind of putting the spotlight on Rich Mix and on Blaze Rock. And because with this show, one of the things that I love about this show, and I mentioned it, I think, maybe a few episodes ago, is I get to chop it up with my friends about various issues. various topics, whatever the case may be, music, political, social topics, whatever that might be. But these gentlemen that I happen to know that I call friends, they do music as well, and they do it well. And want to talk a little bit about that. So, Rich Nix, we're going to have you talk a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to interject. But one of the things, we just came back from a Concrete Rose, which is a project that you have with your wife. And so the track is called Welcome to the West Coast. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about one of the things that artists often talk about is, well, not often, but I've heard it and I've read it. And Blaze, you may have heard this too, is that the Gift and the Curse can be a hit song. And I know that this song was very popular. How did you handle that? Did you know it was popular when you recorded it? You did a remix to it, all that stuff. Talk about creating that song and really trying to open up of it a little bit, man.
Okay. Well, you brought me back to my rapper phase. I got to give a shout out to the guy who made the beat. His name is DJ, a.k.a. D-Dub. He's a local Fresno native who dope producer, real talented guy. But anyway, you know, he had played the beat one day in the studio, and then it was just like, man, once I heard the beat, it was like I just need it, and I knew pretty much what to do with it. Actually, the chorus of that song is funny. I was just playing the beat one day, just in the car with my wife now. She wasn't my wife at the time, but, you know, and I was just playing the beat and, you know, just seeing what she thought of it, and I was coming up with some ideas, and all of a sudden she started joking around, you know, just making, just saying, it's the West Coast, just like, you know, like, not being serious, but something, it stuck though. I was like, you know what, wait a minute, do that again, you know, and she did it again, and I was like, okay, well, you know, and then it kind of sparked from there, you know, and then, you know, I wrote out the hook, and then went in, laid it down, and it was a cool little local hit at the time, you know, it was mostly local, you know, it didn't get to where, you know, nationwide or anything, but it was a good little hit. You know, it was cool. I mean, I had fun, but, you know, it was real fun. At the time, you know, when you're in the moment, you're not realizing how many people know the song or whatever, until you might go live and perform it, until we performed it up at this one show, I remember, downtown, and we did it, and, like, the whole audience was kind of singing the chorus, so it was like, whoa, it's kind of surprising, you know, that people really listen to the song. But yeah, you know, it was a cool little experience, man. You know, as far as getting to the next level, you know, the radio and all that, that's a whole different ball game to it, but, you know, at that time, it was, you know, we were just trying to make good music, and that's it, man. Yeah, it was good.
You had a joint that you had with San Quinn. I know you recorded a couple joints with San Quinn, and one is we're going to be playing that when we go at the end of the segment, Good Life.
Yeah.
But so shed a little bit of light when you're trying to craft a song that with an artist that you believe can help to assist you to be able to catch the ear and the attention of some of those folks in radio and the politics that's involved. And then also talk about the artists that you work with Team Network Music as well. So talk about that experience, man.
Okay, well, the one with San Quinn, shout out to DJ Five. He's an engineer, local engineer. Now he's in L.A. He actually did produce that beat as well, made the beat. You know, I've been a fan of San Quentin ever since shit high school, you know what I'm saying? I kind of grew up listening to that, you know. You know Jay playing that,
yeah.
All that JT, the whole good load. So,
uh-huh.
That, you know, I was already a fan. And when I heard the beat, I was like, man, Quinn would sound perfect for the song, you know. So, you know, just being in the industry and a few connects I had, I reached out, and he was down to do it, you know, send him the beat, and he knocked it out. You know, and then after that, it kind of started getting a little buzz because of because, you know, he has a big following in the Bay Area, obviously. He's well known. So, you know, as soon as we put the email blast out for the song, you know, a lot of the Bay Area websites and things like that, you know, start posting it and taking the song and doing what they wanted to with it, you know, just so that's kind of how it sparked off a little bit. Shout out to DJ Rick Lee for Camille and Knuckles, DJ Knuckles. They heard the song, loved it, and they actually, you know, played it a few times on Camille, which is pretty dope. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was a cool experience. But like you said, that regular rotation, They played it when they could, but you know it's politics, and it's bigger than what we think, you know, what the average person thinks about radio.
When you have Team Network Music, so you're really, you step behind the scenes a lot, and so what we do at Microphone Masters, and then obviously what you do with Team Network Music, with the artists that you work with, one of them is D Woods. When they're in there and they're creating songs, because you have, and for those who don't know, Rich Nix and I used to be in a group called The Under, and you've heard some of our joints on there and here on Microphone Masters, and we still are. So, but the thing that I want to talk about, when you have artists that are creating songs, like for example, when Blaze and I are doing stuff, and with Blaze, I hear a song from Blaze and he'll say, nah, or I hear Blaze hears one of my songs, he might say, nah, Jay, you got to switch that up, man. Or I always tell the story about when Blaze and I were doing this, we were doing a project, and Blaze knows where I'm going, with Cross Platform, and there was a joint that we were doing, and I came off, and this track was hard, and I came off, oh, sounded like Snoop Dogg. Yo, it's Jay Little. It's Jay Little in the house. And Blaze said, hey, man. So he stopped after I did the verse and he said, nah, man. You can't. Yeah. I'm not even going to let you do that, Jay. You can't do that. Right. So with the artists that you work with, how much input do you have when they're creating songs and to try to mold them into the ultimate vision that you might have for them?
Yeah, you know, to be real, that's like one of the first discussions we have with the artists is that, you know, you can't take anything personal. If we can't all be 100 and honest with each other, we're not going to get, we're going to continue, it's going to fail. You got to be honest. You can't take it personal. If something doesn't sound right, we have to have an open communication, and, you know, and put our pride and all that away and really take some collective opinions and good positive feedback from, you know, whether the flow is, might not be right or the beat, you know, I mean, so that's what we set. I put that from ground from the very beginning, you know, that, you know, this is, we're going to be honest, open with each other. We can't catch feelings and all that, because it's only going to better the person, you know? So with that said, like I explained it to D Woods, and he's like, you know, everyone is not manageable. You know, everybody said they want a manager, but everyone's not manageable until you come to the point to where you're an artist and you're comfortable enough with yourself and you're comfortable enough to let someone else kind of give you critiques and you know, positive critiques and listen to it and then go back and and apply it and come anew. Until you have an open mind like that, you're not ready to be managed. And D-Woods is a perfect example of someone that is manageable because he listens to everything. He might not agree with everything I said, but we do come to some type of, we come to some medium to where we understand each other and pretty much it works out, you know. So, but yeah, him, Joe Schmode and D-Woods with a Z are dope, man. They're coming up. Like, lately, this new project they're going to put out, it's incredible. Like, it's the best shit I've heard, like, in a long time. Because, you know, a lot of stuff I've been listening to is right on key, because they kind of know, you know, what makes a dope song a song, you know. They got the good ear, you know, and them working together is dope. So look out for that. Mad Illa is the name of it. D Woods and Joe Schmode. Mad Illa, go check them out on Facebook and Instagram and all that.
All right, and so it's teamnetworkmusic.com is where they can go, right?
Yes, sir. Teamnetworkmusic.com. We're on Facebook, Facebook/ Team Network Music, Twitter, Team Net Music. You know, just Google Team Network Music, put that in, and on the video, all the videos will come up, YouTube, and all that.
So Rich, it's funny because and Blaze, you're gonna laugh at this too. Remember a couple years ago when we had Rich Nix on, just chopping it up, and we were saying, so Rich Nix, tell us about, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got my new stuff dropping, I got my new blah blah blah. And now Rich Nix is saying, nah, I'm not. That's the sign of somebody stepping behind the scenes saying, nah, take the spotlight off of me, shine it on those artists that I have. So I love that, man. So we're gonna get into a couple joints real quick. We got Rich Nix featuring San Quentin. It's called Good Life. We got D Woods and Joe Schmo called Running Man. We got Kids in the Hall. It's called Blaze Brown, and we got BP Mercenaries called Cobra Clutch. So we got Rich Nix, San Quentin, D Woods, Joe Schmo, Kids in the Hall, and BP Mercenaries. You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. So you know we did Rich Nix, so that means Mr. Mercenary himself, Blaze Rock, is up next. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes.
We are here living the good life. Living it up, living it up.
Every day, 12:30, lunchtime. We moving major weight. I'm thinking U-Haul. Y'all some females acting hard. RuPaul, your team is too small. It's what we do, y'all. It's the network. Real talent, too raw. No sleep. If it's money, then I'm chasing. Some people have no regard for hating. It's the good life, everybody know our name. I'm a good guy, so everything remain the same. I see snakes all around, but who to blame? Can't let it get me down, ain't nothing go change.
We are here living the good life.
Living it up, living it up.
We're living the good life.
Champagne bottles, keep the
colors
popping.
We are here living the good life.
Living it up, living it up.
We're living the good life.
Champagne bottles, keep the colors
popping. Ever since we brought them, hit them up. Pushing tough, the West Coast just can't get enough. They been saying, Knicks, how does pay feel? I don't know shit, still ain't got a pay deal. Yeah, we grinding, party all the time like Eddie. We ready, running like my box Chevy. 559 ways, y'all hate me. Catch you in the end zone, slipping no safety. Can't bust, he don't know how to ride. You smoking, coked up, Vanna White. Night is young, still rocking like this. Already told y'all, rich Knicks, what it is.
We are living the good life.
Living it up, living it up.
We're living the good life.
Champagne bottles, keep the colors popping.
Pussy be on a hike. Boy, you a firecracker. Bitch, I am dynamite. Affluent, raw shit back to its long money. That movement shitting on your trap music every day. All week, I'm strong. Y'all weak. Your bitch up and down on my dick like stocks on Wall Street. Fresh off the block, jumping on a yacht. I am the surfer. You are the knock. When I cop by the truckload. No rocks or grams, I just touch O's. No blocks in hand, hitters on payroll. That'll pop your man, give him a halo.
We are here. Living the good life.
Living it up, living it up.
We're living the good life.
Champagne bottles, keep the colors popping.
We are here living the good life.
Living it up, living it up.
We're living the good life.
Champagne bottles, keep the colors popping.
I'm so done with the club shit. If you ain't like me after that, well, fuck it. Cause I'ma get it, I'ma get it. Would you disapprove? Hit the scene with that 1-2, a stick and move. How you stay so loyal to a fucking crew when you don't come get wicked with the fucking dude? The way I kick it, let her tell you I'm the fucking truth. And you be kicking it with them names, they some fucking bulls. Tell them D-Woods, say it again. Yeah, D-Woods, I said it again. I came up in this bitch and I'm leaving with them. Up in the game, shit, we hoping we win. Why they praying we fall? Only thing I've ever had was my family and dogs. From the ill about the Skrilla, trying to be collecting it all. Yeah, I'm checking it all, wrecking shit like a car to a wall. I got my word and my balls, bitch, that's all I need. How you loving, he ain't got no fee. And I'ma play, shit, I ain't no P. I'm just a young go-getter, that's it about me. So, how you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through. Running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man. How you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through the running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man.
You wanna do shit or not? How you love that? Yeah, when this hit drop, on my way to the top, blowing up on the screen, on my way to be king. I'm in the fold of guap payment, show me the green. Looking for a fly lady to get in between. My eyes are always lazy, really, what does it mean? Now, watch me break it down, hit me through the town. Yo, there ain't nothing funny, yo, I get to frown. The 559, that's my stomping grounds. One day at a time, flowing through the clouds. Trees hella loud, hit a bass pound. Hating cause you mad, please don't have a cow. Success means no sleeping. Sugarcoating shit, I'm as real as it gets. Can't hold me like a piss, life can be a bitch. So I'm here to show you what it is. Yo, tell me how you love that.
How you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through. Running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man. How you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through the running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man, running man.
Lately, I've been trying to take it slow. Been caught up in the game, yo. I just can't let it go. I'm chasing paper.
Guess who's back up in it to win it? And I ain't happy till I'm stacking a few millions. I'm chilling. Actually, I'm the opposite. The kitty be rocking shit. Hop a pretty little ass up in my rocket ship. Body on a million. She touch screen just like
pavilion. Hands and feet to the ceiling. Lil mama, I'm peeking, I'ma kill it. And yeah, it's all G, the fucking realest. So, how you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through the running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man. How you love that? Tell him how you love that. 1,000 miles in that pussy through the running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man, running man, running man. Let me hit the running man, running man.
Lately, I've been trying to let it go.
Yo, 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 this your boy Foul Marching. Right now, you are listening to Microphone Now. You already know what it is.
Brain full of ambition, hustler's intuition. Red eye flight, one dream, one mission. Get on television, make the whole world listen. Thoughts chimed in like a Twitter sign in. Like El Pollo Loco was considered dining. Now headed up to Legends for the Razor Line. And in honor of Will, reservation at the Chamberlain. Well, they claim the same vote, but we ain't get in. I'm your favorite rapper's girlfriend's favorite rapper. I done shared champagne with your favorite actor. The sack chaser on your wall tried to sack me. Your favorite athlete bumped me like acne. I treat beats like Usain does attract me. They forever put me on a pedestal. Life is a bitch, can't touch it till you know it well. I'm assuming it's the moment that the cherry gon' pop. Nigga, all the hating must stop. Kids in the hall get familiar like sparks. Jeffrey Ave, nigga, probably where the guy be. Hit the corner store, find a Remy in a RC. Your baby in the whip, she don't need a car seat. A neck brace if I park it on the dark street. Lay brown, clap sack when I wanna be. Mr. Brain, go ill version of Tommy Lee. I ain't a player, I just fuck a lot. And even though I keep my hands to myself, I still touch a lot. My mouth like a summer day lemonade. Treat what's in her thighs like a downtown dinner date. I don't make a reservation, cause all the pretty kitties always give me open invitation. And any invitation deserves participation. I get the draws, that's with no precipitation. Make it rain, I ain't heard of that. Lance Briggs, I'm just trying to get her in the sack. Get her on the back like Shaq. Don't know how to act. And the game is mine till I say have it back.
The Cobra Clutch.
Next message. Yeah, I've been calling your phone back to back.
The Cobra Clutch. Yeah, the Cobra Clutch.
Gripped in position without a fist to fit it. Forget I mentioned the Cobra Clutch is a vision. The desert is hot, but we stay cool in the mix, fixing to present. Camouflage ready to strike on foes whenever we spit. Holding the key to the castle with the kings in the dirt. Things that we work, others just slinging for turf. Trying to get murk onto the teeth with venomous streaks defending our streets. We've seen it all, called to strike enemies clean for the meat. Protecting the key in the face of the ultimate sacrifice. The fact is the fight may subtract the life, but the price is right.
You've seen how strong he is. I mean, what are you gonna do?
The Cobra Clutch.
He's got this thing. It's just magical hold on the keys, and he won't let go.
The Cobra Clutch.
It's like, what do you do when you face against this? It's like, how can you win?
The Cobra Clutch. The Cobra Clutch.
He's too much. He's too great. He's too powerful.
The Cobra Clutch.
Extremely aggressive, hold the key like it's a weapon. With fiends for progression, believe it's mean as you're expecting. On the dusty road, nowhere to run or to hide. Maybe you want to abide by the signs or switch up the sides. No one takes the treasure and survives. Clutching to the hides with a grip that's nothing short of divine. It's as hardcore as it gets, MMA gripping, ripped and flipped it. Watch your hands, you're standing close, you might lose a couple digits. Doesn't matter where you place yourself, brace yourself. Stranglehold opposing individuals will get dealt. Soon as you hear the clink, you know you got no chance in hell. No squads that can save you. Watch the Cobra glance at your shell. It's inevitable, I'm impregnable. Turn foes into vegetables. The team is most reputable. You suckers ain't eligible. Cobra Clutch, putting foes in the sleeper holes. I stay in control.
The Cobra Clutch. The Cobra Clutch.
You've seen how strong he is. I mean, what are you gonna do?
The Cobra Clutch.
He's got this, like, it's this magical hold on the keys, and he won't let go.
The Cobra Clutch.
It's like, what do you do when you face against this? It's like, how can you win?
The Cobra Clutch. The Cobra
Clutch. He's too strong. He's too much. He's too great. He's too powerful.
The Cobra Clutch.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. So, we just came out of BP Mercenaries. Cobra Clutch. The gentleman who I've done the show with, I've done terrestrial radio with, I've done Microphone Masters with, I have gone to his house and brought 40s in a bag and drank them while he drank pineapple juice. It's Blaze Rock, man. So, Mr. Blaze Rock, I gotta ask you. And you can go to blazerock.com and you can see his discography. And if you haven't done so, Rich Nix, I encourage you to do so, because this man is like prolific, like Tupac wishes he was prolific. I want to ask you, and I'm going to tell you which one is mine, but which album is your favorite? And I'm going to tell you the one that is my favorite is the Death of a Dream album. I like that, and then I think second would be End of All Things. The reason the Death of a Dream, in a way, that was like your most, and when I say this, you know, we often joke about throwing up the dubs and all, doing all this walking and all that stuff, but it's your most West Coast centric album in a way to me. You had Scatter Scrap, you got With Dirty Birdie, you had Hood Clap with Them Rascals, mm-hmm. You know you can't be number West Coast with Them Rascals. Mm-hmm. You had Get Your Hands Up with Philharmonic, all that stuff, and I love that album because that's what really, really opened my eyes to how good of an artist that you are. What's your favorite one, man?
I'm kind of torn. I'm gonna say I have three that are tied, and they're tied all for different reasons. I'm gonna say Death of a Dream is actually one of my favorite projects, simply because there wasn't a lot of bullshit behind it. You know what I mean? It was just joints, and it was stuff that, you know, how we feel, just everything about it was just the moment. And it wasn't like, you know, some sad type of shit. It was intellectual. It was, you know, it was fun. It was goony. It was, you know, you name it, and it was there. So that was always one of my things. And it was also because it was a part of a series. So, you know, it was the first time I'd really done that. And, you know, I thought that was dope. The other one, actually, I would say is All Things in Due Time. And that was just because it was, for me, it was really, and I can listen to it now, and it's like a time capsule. And I was able to basically capture everything that I was going through or feeling or thinking or whatever, and really put it down in music, and not have people come up to me like, yo, son, you all right? You good? You know, it was something that everybody, you know, people that heard it, they could relate to something on it. And then at the same time, you could get down to it, you could jam to it, you could work out to it, you could, you know, beat up somebody to it or whatever. I would say my third one is probably All Things Come to an End, because it really was just, you know, it was just getting all the things out that needed to be gotten out. And I did so many songs to come up with that project or get that project done. And I had so many dope collaborations that probably never would have happened had I not been that open to trying to go with it, not sound. So
one of the things I want to ask you, and this is interesting to me, that your, when you talk about music, or when, and you and I have talked about music many, many times, countless times, and how music can be cathartic. And when I listen to, especially the last three or four projects, and I won't even say that, matter of fact, because there are the hidden gems that people don't know about, but you really bear your soul in a way, because don't get me wrong, because the people who listen to Western Block and people who listen to him with Black Talon, they should know that Blaze Rock can bring the bare knuckles and bloody your nose with that MC stuff. But when you have The Misery, when you have The Victory, when you have some of the, when you have that Enemy Within series, how cathartic is that process for you when you were going through what you were going through and trying to just put it on music, put it in
you know, I think, I'm going to say, I'll say something that maybe you can, I guess some people may consider it honest, but I'll say right now, there are times like right now where I wish I was a little more open to being as clear in my music with how life is or how I feel about life
I always looked at music as an outlet, and an outlet not just for me as, oh, I got a problem, let me rap about it, but I always looked at it as, I know there's a lot of things that I'm thinking, or I'm feeling, or I'm going through, that there are 100,000 more or more people who are going through the same thing and just don't know where or how to say it, or don't have someone to say it to. I was thinking about it the other day on Facebook. I actually kind of, you know, detailed one of the problems that I have a lot of the time is people tell you all the time to talk. And they say, you know, communicate, you got to tell people how you feel, you got to get it out your system, you got to get it out there. But in reality, most people aren't really ready or qualified to really listen to someone else's problem and help them through it. There's usually a couple of different stances. There's usually the I can fix it for you type of position, which isn't always beneficial. There's also the why don't you just get over it type of position. And then there's that neutrality, indifference position. And all three of those really work against what that person's trying to do. So going into my music, that was kind of what, you know, what I always felt like was, somebody's going to hear this and it's going to open a dialogue for them, even if it's just within their own mind or, you know, just within the circle of people that they're listening to their music in. And secondly, for me, it was a way for me to get it out. It was a way for me to say it and speak it. And then I kind of would find a way to use that music as a way to solve or to help kind of soothe through whatever I was going through. So, I mean, I'm a big believer that music is one of those things that really opens up your mind and opens up your emotions and your feelings in a big way. And I feel like as an artist, if I'm not able to do that, then I'm not doing my job. So, I mean, that really, for me, it really is something that is a cyclical catharsis, meaning the watching the benefit. And some of the conversations that I've had with people who listen to my music, or emails that I've gotten, or, you know, Twitter connects that I've gotten, or whatever, that has been, you know, equally beneficial to my own emotional state over the years.
One of the, if you look at your earlier projects to the middle, and then to your most recent, so you worked with producers with Council Productions. You've worked with Cisco in particular. You've worked with Paco more recently, and then earlier, mm-hmm. and then we know we got Lance that you've worked with as well. But right. One of the things that I think, who do you think helps to bring out that more personal side of you? Because and I'll give you my thought. I think that Paco does a great job of providing you soundscapes that help you to bring a lot of that stuff out. And I think with Council, they're a little bit more the music that's used, like, helps you to get on both sides of it a little bit more, to get a little bit aggressive, and then also to be able to write in that pocket. So what about you? What do you think?
I honestly would say to anybody, and no disrespect to any other producer that I work with, because I've worked with a lot of really, really talented folks, and, you know, and they all have been extremely beneficial to me as an artist, because, you know, they've all presented a different perspective or a different point of view, or maybe I was coming from a different location or trying to present a different, you know, a different wavelength. I mean, there's lots of folks that I've worked with for maybe a song or two, maybe other people I've worked for, you know, a full album with, and, you know, so all of them also ultimately bring something different to the table. But more directly to your answer, I would say hands down, it is Cisco.
Okay.
Because on so many ways or so many wavelengths, I don't know how it happens. I don't know if it's just, you know, just fate or coincidence, but whatever the mood it is that I'm in, somehow he sends me that beat. Yeah. And there's never a situation like, and I can say throughout all my process of making music, whether, you know, and I'm only talking obviously in the solo projects, but there's never been a time where he sent me a beat and I go, yeah, that's not what I'm looking for. Yeah. Or I go, well, I can't really do that right now. Other producers have done that where they send me something and I'm like, it's tight, but that's not what I'm looking for. With him, I don't know how he does it, but if I'm looking for something that's a little more soulful, he sends me a beat. You know, he sends me that without me even saying, yo, I'm looking for X, Y, and Z. So I would definitely say him. But I would say a close second, because he kind of is able to bring out a different attitude, would be Paco.
Did Cisco do Love Is Pain?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite joint that you've ever done, man.
Yes.
You know what I hate is the fact that Rich Nix, you might be able to attest to this with some of the artists that you work with, and as you go through the mixing process, the original of Love Is Pain, we know it had a sample in it, right? Over the chorus parts, and so that had to be taken out when it was ultimately presented to the public. Have you ever had that happen to you, Rich? Rich there? Okay, we'll get back to him. So how frustrating was that when you had that? Because I thought that added, it's still a strong and powerful song, but how frustrating was that?
I'm going to say right now, it is a friend of mine always gives me grief about the original song, which I believe it had a Temptation sample, and it was in the midst of the storm or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it was the original beat, I can't even remember who the producer was. I know I got it off of SoundClick at the time or whatever, but the original beat was just so dramatic and it really embodied a feeling or a vibe or whatever different. But I like to think of that as a happy accident, because ultimately that song getting rejected at the manufacturing level, right, you know, at that point in the process, is where I basically put a call out to anyone who could remix that track and have it come out dope. And that was actually the first time that Sisto and I worked together, was he cooked up the Love Is Pain track, and I swear it couldn't have been more than a day or two and we were up and running. So yeah, it was frustrating. It was frustrating because it was the first time and the only time that I've really experienced a manufacturing or a stoppage as a result of a sample.
And lastly, leave me with this, Mr. Blaze Rock. You're the type of guy, you've done a lot of different, you've done some different side projects, and you have artists that want to work with you. Talk about fitting in with different personalities, different work ethics, all that stuff, as you take on these different projects in order to fulfill your love or your passion to create music.
The thing about music for me is I didn't ever want to be in a situation where somebody could just automatically say, okay, he does this. Now, what I did for an organizational standpoint is, you know, a lot of my more emotional or more personal material I keep under that Blaze Rock banner, basically. But the other side groups and collaborations and projects are an opportunity to expand and do something different. And so I like to kind of go and work with people, of course, who I respect, musically, who I respect as people. And I like to go and get in the pocket with them, where, rather than just going in and saying, okay, look, I'm me, I'm gonna do me, you do what you do. I try to do my best to mix in with what they do. I don't completely just say, oh, I'm gonna rap like you rap. But for the most part, I try to make sure that I blend in and it creates a new sound. And it creates something that's, you know, really unique and different. And so I think that's the biggest thing, is just trying to find ways to create new and unique and different material. Now, from a selfish standpoint, it just means that, you know, a ton of times there's people who may have never heard of me, but, you know, after those types of projects, they're like, yo, I got to hear what you do. And I'm like, nah, you should hear this project. And so, you know, so it continues in that process of really indoctrinating people to, yo, this is good music. Fuck whose name is on it. This is what we do.
That's what's up. So we're going to get into a couple joints. That's the gentlemen that I'm associated with. So we're going to get into Blaze Rock, Love Is Pain. We're going to get into another Blaze Rock joint. I think this is one of his favorites, featuring Lowe's, called Ray Lewis. Casual featuring E-40 is called Nickel and Dime Gangsta. Then Mobb Deep featuring Snoop Dogg is called Get Down. So Blaze Rock, Low, Casual, E-40, Mobb Deep and Snoop Dogg. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
But let me show you what pain is. The way I feel is dangerous. Watching you leave was like me stopping to breathe. We went from theatrics back to passive. And these arguments about past chicks. A fool for love, I did whatever I had to have you. Played myself 100 times, spent 100 lines. But talk is cheap and I must be broke as hell. I know I meant well, but I guess it wasn't well enough. I was standing there watching you leave and well enough. And now I feel like a clown for believing you, even dumber for needing you. I can't help it, but I'm still seeing you. In the midst of my dreams, I feel like a fool.
for your scheme. The lies being said, the rhymes being read, the confusion. I wish that I was dead. Now I can show you pain, I can show you love, and I can show you them together. And ain't nothing but bad weather.
I'm waiting for you.
To do what?
Leave me.
I'm not gonna leave you. I totally love you. What is this?
Please let me come. I wanna be there for you. Are you ashamed of me?
Of course not. I told you, I wanna be alone.
Now let me show you what pain is. The way I felt was brainless, although I tried to remain blameless. I knew that it was shameless. All parties remain nameless. I needed to stop before the green light, but I kept trying to see the light. I knew I wasn't right, but I claimed to be in control. And a kiss can be the key to a grown woman's soul. And now I'm trapped in catching feelings, but I can't tell if it's real or not. Not even feeling my plot. I'm not even catching feelings to stop. It's eating at my mind. I feel like I'm flying blind, like I'm Ray Charles in the midst of the blitz. But I can't even feel for her wrist. I'm too far to break, but I'm left alone in a cruel twist of fate. And I'm still wishing we could date, but it's all gone away as if it never began. And I wish it was all different, cause it feels like a part of me is still missing.
I don't love you anymore.
Since when?
No, I don't wanna lie. I can't tell the truth.
Now I can show you what pain is, mostly based on the pain I've caused. Put yourself in my shoes, the pain is how I've evolved. From the thoughts of love and what it costs us all. From being left to struggle to the depths of trouble falls. I made a way with many days, the people I've hurt to save my fallen grace. But all it takes is the same thing, it happening to start the hate. I never thought I could get stuck or caught up, but my thoughts were brought up. Left to suffer in the face of the game that I had thought up. So I guess I created the stain, I created the shame. I just restated the game, it was just a reciprocal change. I'm seeking, trying to end this circle of pain. So in my defense, I'm trying to make amends, put my pain to an end. But I guess in love is pain, and in pain there is love. I'm doomed to suffer like I never knew what it was.
Whatever you say, it's too late. Now, please go. I'll call security.
There is no security. Why did you fuck him?
I wanted to.
Why?
I desired him.
Why?
You weren't there!
Why him?
He asked me nicely.
You're a liar.
No.
Who are you?
I'm no one!
Big-time players,
big-time
and big-time games. It's that stage for each one of us to lead these men. Yep. 60 minutes of football, homeboy. Yep.
Rock the monster, roll a stack of bulls and a pack of wolves and a dare you to pull and clap your back with a bull. Yeah. Serving aggressive maneuvers to turn your vest to manure with the rest of your tour in flames with your chest in the sewer. Don't for a moment get out of your quotient and get demoted to where the emotions are flowing. There's no hope for you growing. You getting your whole affiliations blasted and destroyed. Built like a rock, more like an army of demons deployed. I am the alpha and omega, cause when I start letting loose, I know into your skin hangs like a noose. I bang and chuck a deuce. You in pain, I tuck in a excuse. The rain is not for you, the flames are true. I am the one, empty waves and storms are massive brigades. You passive as phase when I initiate the damage in spades. You slammed in your face, balled up and rammed through a gate till your remains get engraved while you dripping through a grate. I am the dude that told you once I can't be contained or call back. Drop the hammer on your foolishness, I suggest you fall back. Fall back, what the fuck you call back?
Yo, Samity, my whole family is so calamity. Blowing chains right off the balcony, fuck the strategy, work out in war. Niggas lose calories, burning calories. Mind his touch, every phalange is laced with alchemy. So how could he run his mouth like he got it out for me? You powder, she can feed, cause your ass beating undoubtedly. A crowded street in silverware is my
idea about to eat. Fuck lyricism, cannibalism's the only out for me. Like a ruler, fully lighted moon consumes a howling fool. Down to move vowels on any rappers with attitude. Inflicting battle wounds on these powder blue lines of latitude. My clip full of pellets, but we ain't selling no rabbit food. I've been ill, slamming dudes through Malibu windshields. And let the windshield wipe a puncture the pipe with your windbill. Got 10 kills in the state, I escape with my pen shields. He'd rather use the skills, scribbling tax till skin pills. Utensils, I use to have you 10 steel, but sit still. When I flee the scene, eat the bitch ear, you see that shit's real. Wicked Bill, but I'd rather destroy, I'm an android. Human emotion is something that I know of, but I can't enjoy.
This is sucker genocide, you can pick your own plot. Whether you're a prick or a chick, you can still get dropped. No remorse, no excuses, suggestions or change of plans. My rifle's accurate, sit you right where you stand. Or stood in your hood, I can make you wish you would. Wanna walk in the cross, get crucified with the dog. Draw with the gun, roll with the one. Guard with the sun, hard when I'm done. You stiff as a log in the sun. These homonyms turn rappers and comma ends. Periods, semicolons, followed by flowers and odds and ends. Black suits and gospel hymns, cards and sorry friends. You're an icon for how God rescinds. You should have learned your lesson before I burned your essence. Left you interred as a message, the words are still weapons. You just pump faking and threatened, and now you incurred my presence. Faster than you think, starting to stink.
Inside out. Hey, the best in the business, they act like it in times of adversity. Anybody can show up when they win it. Now the best defense in football show up. Boom. Hey, make your career last as long as mine.
What it do, it's your boy Cousin Feet, man. So a special shout out to Microphone Masters Radio, boy.
Y'all know I go dumb.
Oh, I gotta get my nigga to do that right there.
Alright,
check it out. I got a bullet for every nigga in your entourage. Give them a pistol, deep tissue massage is how I'm fucking with it. Killing them, filling my rhymes. I get high in Bellagio, ceiling designs. I'm up your main hoochie, mainly because you gang goofy. Ain't no colorful nigga, I rock the plain Gucci and the frames Gucci. Ain't gon' talk about clothes because I ain't boozy. Your boy Bay Bossy, so stay off me. Please don't make me call them hitters out to handle you dudes. Hey, your family holding candles on the Channel 2 News. Y'all can be hurt to be the next block dead homie t-shirt. Pack the heat for the static while I'm smoking on a black and sweet aromatic. Homie keep staring at it. Hey, I go dumb. What you want, son? It ain't even grapes no more. We smoking some.
I've been running this game all my life. You know I'm always staying gangster. Gangster. No matter ballin' a nickel and diamond, I'm always staying gangster. Keep me gangster. A hustler, you understand life, what it takes to survive. Like trying to come up on the street, stay alive. Cause you came up through all of the struggles and always stay gangsta. So keep it gangsta.
Like California gas prices, driving on a suspended license. 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning I hear sirens. Woo. Paddy wagons and ambulances and squad cars and violence. And it ain't nobody talking cause witnesses keep their silence. It's a minus if the retaliation don't go into affection. The same day that it happened, make sure it's nothing pleasant. Yep. These suckers are playing for false and try to hit you. Act like they with you, but who's be really against you? See, I never tell a botch on my business. That's not a groovy look. The same broad to be the same broad that I had you took. The same broad that put you in jail the last time. For slapping the shit out her ass for telling the first time. See, it's losing this type of shit I abide by. Winners don't enter the game unless you are ready to die. Yep. I'm a product of the soil and I made some cash. But you gotta get in and get out if you expecting the last.
I'm running this game all my life. You know I'm always staying gangster. Gangsta, no matter ballin' a nickel and diamond, I'm always staying gangsta. Keep me gangsta. If you a hustler, you understand life, what it takes to survive. Tryna come up on the street, stay alive. Cause you came up through all of the struggles and always stay gangsta.
Real,
so keep me gangsta.
I fold racks with cold cats. House dip, couldn't tell if it's wallpaper or gold plaques. And I ain't never sold no crack. Hov did that, so I wouldn't have to go through that. I'm from the Bay, gangsta, stay gangsta. Grimy, grungy, all that. We hungry, call back, I'm spongy. Soak up, gang, don't get broke up. Smash got the West Coast, woke up, huh? Put your paws up, nigga, get your bars up. Cause I can read your mind, you like he raw as fuck. I stay smashing, I ain't polite. Smash rock, do his gangsta right. Blow a eighth the night, and just to make it right, I skate with Mike. To drop 6-4 thing, Aikman White. You ain't gotta be a gangster to be gangster. Just smash and shine like an OG gangster.
See, I've been running this game all my life. You know I'm always staying gangster. gangsta. No matter ballin' a nickel and diamond, I'm always staying gangsta. Keep it gangsta. If you a hustler, you understand life. What it takes to survive. Trying to come up on the street, stay alive. Cause you came up through all of the struggles and always stay gangsta. So keep it gangsta.
Stick you up, patch you up, vet you up, hit you up, touch you up, bust you up, fuck you up, la da da bing, yeah do. A million rip riders all draped in blue. Now follow my lead, all y'all fall on your knees. Hands up to the sky with your head down low. Hoping and wishing the mission with the chrome fofo. Praying for my enemies cause them not know. Oh no, here comes the bad guy. Ah, spit the truth like your rabbi. Ain't no witnesses the way that I've been flipping this. Now what's infinite is I'm magnificent. And I'm mob deep everywhere that I've been. Shots out to my homies in the motherfucking pen. Yeah, still off the juice and gin. 20 years later, cuz, and I'm at it again.
Off top guns pop, infamous mob deep. Get down, baby, we get down. Off top panties drop, honeys wanna roll with me. It's going down, baby, it's going down. Off top guns pop, infamous mob deep. Get down, baby, we get down. Off top panties drop, honeys wanna roll with me. It's going down, baby, it's going down.
Yeah, I hear a lot of noise in the background. So who I gotta attack now? I'm more wilder than this rap crowd. Talking out your ass, leave you assed out. I'm all ball day, nigga. Turn on my niggas, I let it spray, nigga. Hammer on my waist, know that way bigger. Bitch, you anorexic like I'm way thicker. Stay in your lane, son. That wasn't you from day one. Out wildin' the drug money we cake from. Out wildin', profiling, it ain't nothing. Long story short, niggas know what it is and what it ain't. Put the hammer to your ribs. And ain't nothing about the glitz, it. Till the wheels fall off or the feds come get me.
All top guns pop, infamous Mob Deep. Get down, baby, we get down. All top panties drop, honeys wanna roll with me. It's going down, baby, it's going down. All top guns pop, infamous Mob Deep. Get down, baby, we get down. All top panties drop, honeys wanna roll with me. It's going down, baby, it's going down.
New York nigga, hoodie rap, never say weak shit. On my worst day I get off, nigga I eat this. Best niggas in rap, that Mob Deep shit. I spit a vicious verse, you bite, you be teethless. I live a vicious life, trite and real devious. I leave you outside butt naked like a hedonist. I insist, make a move, flinch. Please nigga, I am dying to use this. New toy I bought, fresh out the plastic. Revenge fucker, like I'm fresh out the bandage. Back from the dead, thought it was a rap, huh? May lead caps hit your head like a Mack truck. I am too good, they label me a legend and I'm right where I should. I'm right where I'm supposed to, lamping, holding my dick. Feet up, talking on the phone with my bitch. Another 100 down, through the mathematics. Another man down, killing these rappers. Through the mathematics, another man down, killing these rappers.
Off top guns pop, infamous Mob Deep. Get down, baby, we get down. Off top panties drop, honeys wanna roll with me. It's going down, baby, it's going down. Off top guns pop, infamous Mob Deep. Get down, baby, we get down. Off top panties drop, honeys wanna roll with me. It's going down, baby, it's going down. Off top guns pop, infamous Mob Deep. Get down, baby, we get down. Off top panties drop, honeys wanna roll with me. It's going down, baby, it's going down. All top guns pop, infamous Mob Deep. Get down, baby, get down. All top panties drop, honeys wanna roll with me. It's going down, baby, it's going down.
So you are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. So make sure you hit the show up. Hit us up at Mike Masters Radio. You can follow email the show, mm@dubcnn.com. Follow the host, Javon Love, on Twitter. You can follow Is That Blaze Rock on Twitter, at Rich Nix on Twitter, and Star at Star Saxon on Twitter as well. That's two R's and three X's. You can look for us on Instagram. That's Microphone Masters. And so follow us. All you got to do is Google it, Microphone Masters Radio Show, and it'll come up with everything that you need. But we are going to get into another couple of joints because I want to see if Rich Nix has been a little while since he's been on the Microphone Masters Radio Show. See if he has one of those motivational urban quotes in a second. So we're going to get into Cannibal Ox, Psalm 82, and we got Czarface featuring MF Doom. It's called Kabang. So we got Cannibal Ox, we got Czarface featuring MF Doom. It's called Kabang. So again, make sure you hit up mm@dubcnn.com, and we'll be right back. You listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Oh, do not. There is no trust.
I said Allah is seen and heard, like Ibrahim when he came to lead the herd. Hey, I said Allah is seen and heard, like Elijah when he came to spread the word.
Thinking what's most plausible, kicking that digital audible, getting through periods, transitional, bigger you to move, considering truth, especially through the fixation of illusion. How could we take it when moving on is the only way to escape, when the pressure's seeming close, feeling lukewarm, from heated inhabitants, streaming and carrying on, noticing the clouds gathering, get in preparation for storm, when everything comes to a halt. Visualize traveling as vivid memories come together like pixels on plasma screens. Trying for a chance to settle in when life is fast paced. As new ideas start to gravitate, having to wait is a disapproval. The best way is to move through.
I said Allah is seen and heard, like Ibrahim when he came to lead the herd. Hey, I said Allah. When he came to spread the word. Hey, Zeus on the crucifix. This is why the devil is trapped on six. And to get yourself out of hell, you gotta say my name backwards like Ms. Yesplik. Hold up, did I mention I like to fight imps from the fifth dimension? It's like the clash of the gods and titans. IGC is the crimson. I taught Caesar how to crush a grape. I'm like Musa, civilizing the planet of apes. You will never ever rap better than me. I'm where the politicians eat rats like V. Plus I'm thrice as mean, nah, mean as dimethyltryptamine. So don't ever think of crossing me, nah, cause it's Ali Ali oxen free. When he came to spread the word.
Like a flashbang, crashes a Zan van. Made it with the stash cast and his black ass hand. Bring on the last man standing, he can hang. Did the shang-a-lang, then caught him, kabang. Drone flown past, blam, ping on the dash cam. Known as a king who drew rings on a mass scam. Overthrow a vast plan, shown to unmask fam. Rocking like a sun splash jam. She had the color can, first place on the can-can bandstand. Face like Ann Landers, ask my man, man, man. Bitter than a batch of tan brand from Pakistan. Don't get smacked with the practice hand. Not one to grandstand. Get it on a logogram, ampersand, handstand, gas can, gas can, gas can, gas can, gas can.
for every super menace, there seems to be a superhero to rise in fearless challenge.
I'm in the mosh pit, wildin' with goth chicks. Fire and desire, call it water for chocolate. The spark in the darkness, marvelous hard shit. Bump you off like a small part in a mob flick. Arson artist, tough customer to bargain with. No discussion nor argument. No trust, no partnership. Respect, get respect, but the rest get hardship. My bars get funky like a playoff armpit. You living in your mom's crib, driving your broad's whip. I'm on it, strong grip, holding my fork with. I'm on it, strong pit, floating my thoughts with. Nah, I ain't feeling what y'all spit. All of them talk shit. Call a coroner for these corpses. Warriors I walk with, all in the conflict. Live from the battlefield, swords and horses.
Yeah, yeah. Fontana.
Seconds later, the villain was in the cockpit.
Break out the fine china, tie it down on a garbage rhymer. Quick on the draw like an art designer. Filthy like a carpet liner. Masked men not from Comic-Con. I'm hungry like Elijah while I'm playing through Ramadan. Phenomenon, one stun gun for the unsung. Run, run, before I come undone and eat a lung, lung. Stuck in 95 like rust cold. Bust souls, punch sneaker heads through their gum soles. Holding them and folding them, a tough soul controlling them. Hemo rappers cry long like there's no Rustorium. The flow is fire, dog, no Dalmatian. No salvation shall take place. This is all with the metal face, rebel base. Mayday, mayday, I'm out for that J.J. Abrams style payday. I catch deer on foot, snatch eagles mid-flight. Crashing through your skylight with Scott Summers eyesight.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. So before we head out of this episode, we got, I think the artist's name is Layla. It's called Ups and Downs. But you know we have our last words and the motivational urban quote from Rich Nick. So I'll start with the last words. I was in Las Vegas this past weekend, so for a high school graduation. so it was kind of cool. Really enjoyed it. One of the things that I like, and it's amazing. Last episode, Blaze Rock shared his experience in loving softball, and if you listen to the show long enough, you know that Blaze Rock is a softball maniac. There, he loves softball, and so as you get older, it's amazing how your what you like to do changes and it evolves. And so I like to run a little bit. And so one of the things that I did while I was out there, I went to Red Rock Canyon and I did a little trail run. So it was real cool. I really enjoyed it. So a couple miles out on the trail there. And that's what I told my wife. I said, that's what I want to do. Saturday morning, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to do that. The other days, I'm going to just run around the hotel. So that's all good. But on Saturday, I want to go ahead and hit this trail up. And so that was definitely worth the experience. So, you know, that's what I want to share for my last words. Rich Nix.
Yes, sir.
You up next.
You know, I think I'm going to just go ahead and leave you guys. It's been a while since I left the urban motivational quote. I'm going to have to publish a book soon, but I'm telling you that. Okay, well, today's quote is really, this is one of my favorites to me. So here it is. The power of the mind can do wonders for your body. And I believe that's so true, man. That, I mean, your mind is more powerful than people give it credit for. You know? That's very true.
This is true. Blaze Rock, you want to leave us with any last words?
No, I got a headache.
All good. Go hit some salt. But on that note, on behalf of Rich Nix, on behalf of Star Saxon, on behalf of Blaze Rock, I am Jay Love, and you have been listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show. Please tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com. And until next time, we'll catch you on Yukon.
Yeah.
Yay.
Everybody in the struggle still dreaming big. Keep pushing.
Mary ain't had no little lane, but she got orange hairs depending on the strain. Accompanies me on open roads and foreign lanes, in backwoods wrapped in sheets with her favorite man. I asked ask God to give me guidance on all my plans. He found a way to show me his and mine go hand in hand. I asked my mother, why should the world love me? She said, boy, you special. If they hear you, the world's lucky. My driving force is to see a smile and ease of pain. That's why I try and eat well, because I've seen the rain. Some say I'm destined for this, they say it's preordained. But I'm just trying to pay these bills, we on the same thing. I made a few more dollars, guess I'm supposed to change. When Trayvon's hoodie all covered in bloodstains, I swear this world to beat you down to you like you did then. If everybody's so full of hate, how could I love it?
I've been struggling for oh so long, Lord knows I'm tired.
Lord knows I'm tired.
I ain't made where I want in life, Lord knows I'm trying.
Lord knows I'm trying.
I done been through all the ups and downs, know what it's like to be down and out. Man, this world is trying to keep you low. That's why I'm they high. That's why I'm
smoking as the sunrise, thinking about with whom I may have to cut ties. The fact is, some people will hold you back if you let them. They ain't with the program, cut them loose and don't sweat them. Advice from an OG back in 93, when he first sent me to the store, your monster Cody. 10 years later, Ace bug my Cody.
What up, Ace?
A cold feet, we face that charge, no plea. I swore I'd never go back, and I haven't, I'm low key. Trying to stay out of trouble, do my music and smoke.
That's all.
It's a cost to be the boss, and I paid that fee. For what I sacrificed and lost, I deserve what I received. One day I'll sit back and admire what I've achieved. And crack a smile thinking about the ones who ain't believe. You can open any door, see your heart holds the key. If nothing else, please take that with you before I leave.
I've been struggling for so long, Lord knows.